It ain't over till the fat lady sings, as they say. And I'm fat, but I'm not a lady, and I don't mind singing. Ha da 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 da. Let's do this.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online. Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 102 of the BFO for Monday, the 23rd of June, 2008. Coming up on today's show, I'm just going to play a few voice letters for you and tell you about Big Fatty getting cruised at the Publix. Yeah! Oh, Lord. Y'all, hello. It seems like it's been forever since I've done a special non-anniversarium kind of show, and I've got lots of things to talk about. Since last we met, y'all, Big Fatty went to the Publix Sunday evening, and I was just doing the good grocery shopping. Y'all, they had the good sale going on. I got the good coffee, and they had the good ice cream, and they had the bacon was on sale. Oh, Lord. Y'all, when the bacon is on sale, trust me, Big Fatty is going to be happy. And Big Fatty bought him some cabbage, which, of course, means that tomorrow Big Fatty's going to be gassy because, you know, it is cooking right now. Going to be cooking right now, and I'll be farting it all out later. But anyway, I was walking up to the checkout counter, and I turned to go into an aisle, and the next aisle over, there was this good-looking, tall, 30-something guy with a little baseball cap on. And he looked at Big Fatty, and then it was that double-take look and looked again at Big Fatty and nodded and smiled. And Big Fatty nodded and smiled, and he paid for his groceries and looked over another time or two, and Big Fatty nodded and smiled, and but he left before Big Fatty could pay for his groceries and go out to the parking lot and put the groceries into the Ford Explosion. Well, it wasn't really that poopy, y'all. It's just good when Big Fatty can catch an eye every now and then and make somebody's junk kind of squirm and wiggle and stuff. Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to make you throw up. Speaking of making you throw up, y'all, have you been over to the BFO? Because I posted a couple of things over at the BFO over the weekend, and I'm sure it is going to make you want to just throw up. I've gotten a couple of comments about Big Fatty doing the drag over the weekend, the booger drag. You know, we had the fundraiser at the Patrick's Pub, and I have received several comments. Holly says, "Is this where I inherited my body from, Dad?" And of course, it is. And then my good friend Trixie Latour said that I look like some flesh-colored Christmas tree who's bleeding from her nipples. And y'all, I didn't know that Trixie Latour knew that my drag name was Bleeding Nipples. Actually, it's not. My drag name is Granny Preop. And then Tim up in Alaska said, "I'm imagining Big Fatty giving lap dances in that lovely outfit at the Beck's Motor Lodge on his upcoming trip to the San Franciscos. You rock the link." I don't know what that means. I guess old people just don't know. But y'all, I posted something else over there over the weekend. Evidently, Holly and Walt and Nessa have written a book, and I got an advanced copy of it over there, and it's right below the picture of Big Fatty in the drag outfit. And I think that there will be more pictures of Big Fatty in the drag doing the booger drag posted later on. I just don't have them yet. But anyway, the cover of the book is over there. You might want to go over there and take a look at that. And y'all, while you are there, go over there and look under the Fat Favorites, because there is a new addition in the Fat Favorites, and I am very proud to say that Big Fatty is announcing this to the public right now, and that is, if you look down there, just going down there, right below Kim Beaver's Lodge, look over there, there's a new podcast for you to add to your downloads. That's right. It is Larry Cly Today. Larry Cly has started his own podcast. Now, I haven't had a chance to listen to it yet, but he has alerted the Fat One that it is in the iTunes. And so go ahead and set the iTunes to download the Larry Cly Today podcast. And he has all kinds of other things over there that you can go and look at his website. And just click on Larry Cly Today over there at the BFO, and that'll take you right over there to it. Yeah, it will. Y'all, another thing that happened over the weekend and over the last few days is Big Fatty got lots of congratulatory voice letters and notes from different people. And y'all, I have got to say that Miss Kathy has decided that Big Fatty needs to be collecting the Pepsi rewards points. Okay, and y'all, I have learned, you better do what Miss Kathy says, because if you don't, she will get in her golf cart and come after you. So, y'all, according to Miss Kathy, Big Fatty is now collecting the Pepsi rewards points. So, if you drink the Pepsi-Cola and you are not collecting the points for yourself, just go ahead and start collecting them for Big Fatty and send them on over to him. I don't know what kind of hootenanny items Big Fatty can get, but you know, maybe there'll be something good over there. I don't know. And so, Miss Kathy, because you have demanded it and sent the points to me, we are having the Pepsi Rewards Points Collection Zone at the BFO. So y'all just put them in an e-letter to the Big Fatty, and I'll just start collecting the Pepsi reward points. And y'all, I'm going to take a little break, and I'll be back with you right after this. Well, y'all, the date and place is set for the Southern California meet and greet. So mark your calendars now for the San Francisco meet and greet. Come out and buy the Fat One and Miss Kitty an adult beverage, and who knows, there may even be some inappropriate touching. It's going to be lots of fun, and you're welcome to bring your camera and your favorite Big Fatty story. It's going to happen Saturday, July the 5th at 8 p.m. at the Mix Neighborhood Bar in the heart of the Castro at 4066 18th Street near Starbucks. Now, if you think you can make it to that, just send the Fat One an email, and we'll make it a hootenanny and a half. That's Saturday, July the 5th at 8 p.m. Everybody's welcome at the Mix in the heart of the Castro at 4086 18th Street near the Starbucks. Straight, gay, male, female, and, well, hell, Big Fatty's going to be there. You know everybody's got to be welcome. So come see the Fat One and Miss Kitty at the Northern California Meet and Greet. We'll have details coming up soon for the Southern California Meet and Greet, which will be held on Saturday, July the 12th. Place and time to be determined. Oh, Lord. Y'all, I tried doing that 10 different times, and I still fucked it up. I called it the Southern California Meet and Greet, and it's the Northern California Meet and Greet. But we really are going to have the Southern California Meet and Greet on the 12th of July. Now, I don't know where or what time it's going to be, but it's going to be on the 12th. That's Saturday. So if you're in the Southern California area, mark that on your calendar. If you're in the Northern California area, mark the 5th of July on your calendar. And y'all, mark this on your calendar too. Big Fatty has got some e-letters. No, Big Fatty, oh Lord, Big Fatty's got some voice letters.
Hello.
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 Hi.
How you doing there?
Yellow.
Hello.
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 Yo, yo.
Hello.
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 Hi, Big Fatty. This is Miss West calling to wish you a happy 100th episode. This won't make it on the 100th because I think you're doing the Memory Lane music episodes. But anyways, just wanted to congratulate you on 100. It creeped up kind of fast, didn't it? Like a pair of underpants. Anyways, wish you the best, and here's to 100 more. Bye.
Well, thank you so much, Miss West. And y'all, rumor has it, Miss West is going to be at that Southern California meet and greet. So if I play my cards right, there may be some damn good inappropriate touching. All right, I have another voice letter. This also from someone who might just be at the Southern California meet and greet.
Hey, Big Fatty, this is Frank from Atlanta. I was just giving you a call to say hi and happy 100th episode. I hope this makes the cut before the 100th episode is filmed. Anyway, I also wanted to let you know that me and the boyfriend are going to be in Palm Springs that weekend. You're going to be there. So I hope that something gets arranged and we might be able to meet up and meet with you guys. And we'll talk to you later. Bye.
Well, thank you very much, Frank from Atlanta and the boyfriend who are going to be in the Palm Springs. Y'all, this is going to be quite the hootenanny in the Palm Springs as well. And y'all, one person that I know will absolutely not be at either of the meeting and greets because they are a shut-in, I believe.
Hey, Big Fatty, this is Arch of Archer Radio. I'm calling to congratulate you on your 100th episode of Big Fatty Online. You know, I absolutely love your show and love you, and think you're doing a great job. And can't wait to hear more. So congratulations. Bye. Sweep the streets I used to
own. Thanks, Daffodil. I appreciate the call. You know, it's always good when the godfather of podcasting calls and wishes you happy 100th episode. Just like it's always good when you have a princess call you.
Hey, Big Patty, it's Princess Anna. I just wanted to call and say congratulations. And I hope I'm making this call before you do your show. But I know today is supposed to be your 100th episode. And good gosh, I can't believe that you've actually done it. It's amazing. I love your show. You are wonderful. You are so adorable in the pictures that I've seen of you from the gay days in the Orlandos. And I wish I could have been there. All them gay boys, man, I would have been like a hog in heaven. But you take care now. And I love you. Take care. Bye.
Well, Lord, Big Fatty is going to be a hog in heaven when he gets out to the San Franciscos. I believe emphasis on hog. And speaking of the San Franciscos, Big Fatty has received the verbal spanking.
Hey, Slogan, how you doing? All right, you're working my last nerve with these damn dates trying to get a meetup for your arrival in San Francisco. Just pick a damn time and a damn place and just tell everyone to be there at such and such a time. It would make life a lot easier. July 4th falls on a Friday, so it's a long weekend, whatever. And why in God's name are you going to Palm Springs? My other half is there now, and he told me it's 114 in the shade. So I hope you got lots of sunscreen. Anyway, pick a time, pick a place. I'm available. I have no life, so yeah, it's all good for me. I'm not sure about Eric the straight guy, if he's going to come out or not, or anybody else, but make life easy on everybody, and just tell us where and when. All right, I'll talk to you soon. Bye.
Well, y'all, soon after I received that verbal reprimand from Logan, I did call him, and he was the one that suggested that we have the hootenanny at the mix because, as he said, the edge was a little small. I'm not sure we're going to have a huge crowd, but the mix will probably make everybody feel a little more comfortable rather than having it at the leather bar of the mix. So we're going to have it, no, rather than having it at the leather bar of the edge, we're going to have it at the mix. Dear God, I am confused. You know what I'm not confused about? I'm not confused that it's time for Memory Lane Music. All right, y'all, here is your clue for today's Memory Lane Music, Carol Merrill. Mother of God, this is a long one. Well, y'all, did you recognize the theme to Let's Make a Deal, which was on TV from 1963 to 1976. Now, there were other versions that aired in 1980, 84, 90, and 2003, and longtime host Monty Hall also co-produced the shows from the 60s through the 80s with, do you remember who he did it with? He did it with Stefan Hatus. This has been a Stefan Hatus Money Hall production. And y'all, it was a show where people dressed up in all kinds. These people, dressed as they are, come from all over the United States to make deals here in the marketplace of America. Let's make a deal! And Jay Stewart was the announcer on that show, and Carol Merrill was the model on the show, and you could get some good deals, and you could trade and all this, and then at the end of the show, the two people who wanted to go for the big deal of the day could trade in what they had already won for a chance to choose what was behind door number one, door number two, or door number three and try to get the big deal of the day. And, you know, sometimes during the show, not generally during the big deal, but during the show, if you chose the, if you maybe dealt one too many times, you would get a, do you remember what the booby prize was called? Oh, Lord. It was called a zonk. Oh, Lord. And the zonks were always fun and exciting. It usually involved Jay Stewart dressed as a baby or some sort of animal or something like that. Some sort of oversized rocking horse or rocking chair or wagon or, you know, him dressed as, well, maybe dressed as Big Fatty dressed on Friday night. Y'all, I am so glad to be back, and I'm so glad that you're here as we start the second 100 shows of the BFO, and I hope that you will go over and subscribe to Larry Clyde's new show. Just do it over there at the BFO. It's Larry Clyde Today, and I'll see you tomorrow. Oh, Lord, here comes that singing fat lady. I gotta get out of here. Oh! You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438, and give me your good
gosh, and gay. Me! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.